Come on in, come on in, come on in and sit down. Or stand up, actually, because we're going to welcome the Holy Spirit. Why don't you stand up? Holy Spirit, we just welcome you in this house today. We love you. We're here for you. We're here for you. We're here for you. We're here for you. Holy Spirit, come and flood this place. Fill this place with your presence. Bring us into alignment with you. We welcome you. We love you. We love your presence. And we purpose to worship you today. He's so excited to meet with you today, guys. He's like, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Holy Spirit, come. Just welcome him today. Welcome him today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you.
Hallelujah.
pour it off, but it's not even us. That's me, all or nothing. Do the extreme thing. That's what I would do. I love that you shared that. So I want to share this scripture with you today. There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been concealed from the world for generations. But now it is being revealed, unfolded, and manifested for every holy believer to experience. Living within you is Christ, who floods you with the expectation of glory. Are we walking in that expectation? This mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope, filled with the riches of glory for his people. And God wants everyone to know it. So offering is such an amazing thing because it's like a prophetic act in this house where we're offering ourselves. And I love what Taylor said because I thought treasure chest. Yeah, that's what he's like. We're excited to bring ourselves and give ourselves because he's just so good. He's just so good. And we are compelled by the hope of glory. So I just want to pray for our church today to run in that, the hope of glory, and to see him rightly. Father God, I just thank you for Bridget Hope. I thank you that we get to run together as a family in this awesome state of Alaska. And we get to break things open. And we get to be a part of what you're doing. And I love you, Holy Spirit, and the hope of glory. We bring ourselves and we give ourselves to you today in this offering time. We give our love. We give our money. But most of all, we give our hearts and we give you our yes. And we love you. In Jesus' name. And you can see the instructions on how to give. But we're going to run into this next song. I just want us to have the right perspective of who he is when we run after him and we give him everything we have because he's the treasure chest, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you that you are worthy, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. And so today we step into his testimony and we thank him for the cross and everything he did for us. And we just bless your name. We bless your name. We praise you. We enthrone you in our lives. And we put you first, Jesus. We put you first, Jesus. As we move into the next part of the service, I just want you to maintain that position of the testimony of Jesus in your life, who you are in Christ, what he's done in your life, and that breaks the yoke. So I have an amazing announcement today, and it's that we get to keep our little treasures in the service today. So we have the little ones that can go downstairs, and then we have the nursery in the back. But today, the rest of our children are going to stay in the service. And then we're going to move into an amazing announcement for Africa. Who are you looking for?
I was looking for Kendall, but it's okay. She was supposed to do this. Where is she? Aha! Yeah, okay, there you go. Making me do this alone? That's cruel. Hey, Nathaniel, do we have that slide for the bake sale? Oh, perfect. Okay, so next week we are doing a bake sale to raise funds for Africa. It is a buy donation, so you just, like, you know, take food. Like, here, I'll give $5, you know, it could be pennies, whatever. That too, the hundreds would be great. We are in great need of more donations for Africa as we're nearing, because we're leaving the 1st of August. And to get money for the seed blessing, the VBS, and the women's retreat. We're really trying to focus on the women's retreat because that is the main mission of our goal to go over there, is to empower the women of their area over there. So, yeah, we'll be doing a bake sale. We will have pies for auction. I think cinnamon rolls, right? Something like that. We'll have lots of goodies and stuff. There will be no hospitality tables, so no competition for us. So it is just us. But, yeah, so it'd be great if you guys could come and join us and help us out back next week. We will be in the foyer with all our foods and goodness. So, we appreciate you guys so much. It's just, like, such a blessing to us to have such an amazing body that's so generous. So thank you all so much.
You guys are amazing. I just want to say Kenya is really good seed. If there's any place to throw seed and plant, it's going to multiply and expand over there, and God's going to do amazing things with his kingdom. So really quick, is it okay? Of the equipping foundation, the foundational equipping, if you can throw that up there for me. I just want to say that I am really excited to dive in to this with you guys because we get to build something together. And so I just want to invite you again. The deadline is by August 3rd because we have to order materials. So sign up if you want to join with us. And everybody is welcome, 12 and up. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Remember, children stay in here today, and then we're going to move into the service.